I'll do that after. I'll do that. And now I'm
Who's
not going
to
touch
you. Who's the best show here?
Peck Show!
Who's the best show here?
Peck Show! All
right, that's pretty good. That's the best one yet.
Pizza,
pizza. Just swinging in the breeze.
Big O! Showtime!
While you were making egg foo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a limousine tech show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cats, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that are looking bad. For the streaming, go direct to dfmtgs.org. And I see channels of linux.net. Bound tech show. Just sit right there, go to the castle, just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 917 of Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Pat.
Happy summer.
We have Joel.
From the 80s Arcade Studio.
And we have Joe.
Hello.
All right. So I want to hear your Google Maps rant, Joel, and I can give you my opinion of Google Maps.
Well, my rant is I'm not in it.
Oh, which... you're not in it. That's right.
Right. Well, and here lies the problem. This is the monoculture of maps is what I like to call this, because every friggin' app for delivering stuff hinges off of Google Maps, Grubhub, Uber Eats, Postmates, which essentially is Uber Eats because they bought Postmates, DoorDash, and all of them use, including even Pizza Hut, uses freaking Google Maps in their apps. And you can't, not only do they use that, but you have to be on it before they'll let you, they won't even let you just freeform an address. Even though I could freeform the address, put the address in there, give them directions to where the sales office is, and they can get here, they won't let me order. So, getting anything delivered here has been a pain in the ass. Although Amazon has now figured out exactly where I'm at, so I don't have a problem if I order and it comes on the Amazon trucks. FedEx had some issues, but they finally found me. And I had to argue with UPS when they were delivering some parts for my son's bed. But so far, I've had a couple UPS packages, and trying one or two since the first one, I think. So, because we had to get parts for our bed sent to us because my wife's side of our bed had a leak, so it wouldn't stay inflated. Sleep Number beds are really good, but underneath it all, it's essentially a inflatable mattress. So, but anyway, I had to get the parts for that, and that came there. But there really isn't any other. I mean, the only other resource is OpenStreetMaps, but believe it or not, I'm not there yet, but we are in Waze, and of all places, I'm in Apple Maps. So, got the house kind of in the wrong place, but I don't care too much about Apple Maps, but at least the street's there. So, and that's how they, we had a new sofa delivered yesterday, and that's how they found us. So, but now it's a minor bitch, you know, because eventually they'll have us mapped, and before too much longer I'll get anything I want delivered. But for now, it just means I'm not doing Uber Eats as much. So, what is your gripe about Google Maps, or do you have any?
Well, I use Google Maps pretty extensively. We drove from here, which is Hampton, Virginia, to Brigantine, New Jersey. But before we went to Brigantine on Friday of the week, 2 weeks ago, we drove to Cherry Hill, New Jersey. So generally the path, you know, the route we usually take is pretty simple. 64 to 13, and then 13 all the way up to 295, and then 295. And then that will take us to, you can take the, get it to the Atlantic City Expressway if you wanted to. But generally, what we do is when we get to 13 in Delaware after Dover, so before, like right after Dover, Smyrna is actually the town. So 13 and 1 are combined at that point. We usually take 1, which is a toll route, but it shoots through. Now, on the weekends, going down to the shore, it's usually bumper-to-bumper traffic. So that's the opposite direction that we're generally going when we're going up to the shore, because we're going from a vacation spot to another vacation spot. And so most traffic is heading south. We're heading north. So usually get off at Smyrna rest area and then take 13, which has a lot less traffic. And that will take us right into 295. Whereas if you just take 1 straight up to 95 and then immediately on the 295, chances are you're going to hit a ton of traffic. So I'm kind of like take the lazy way out. I'd rather, you know, if it's going to take me a little longer technically, I'll take it if it's a lot less traffic and a lot less hassle. And so it was fine. So going up, not a problem. I was surprised at how much traffic there wasn't. Usually we do hit some traffic once you get a few miles before 295. Because it'll route other people off if they're using Google Maps to avoid the backups on the main highways. And we didn't have any of that. So it was like just straight shot. On 295, just straight shot over. Almost no traffic. Followed that into Cherry Hill. No traffic. Got where we wanted to go without bumper-to-bumper traffic on a Friday in rush hour traffic. Like, totally blew me away. But that was kind of like the theme of the whole trip, pretty much. I had no problems. And then what we usually do after that is once we get off at 295, and same thing with like Cherry Hill, we try to typically find our way to Black Horse Pike, or I think it's 42, instead of taking the Atlantic City Expressway. Again, I don't mind the Atlantic City Expressway. If it's on a Saturday morning or Friday night, I don't want to be on it because it's usually bumper-to-bumper traffic. So that's why I took mainly getting on the Black Horse Pike was what I wanted to get onto. And there was no traffic whatsoever. Google Maps, perfectly fine. So we got in there on Saturday without a problem. And so we did have to do a few trips. One to go to a storage facility to get the rest of my father-in-law's stuff and deal with that. We did go to Storybook Land, which is an outdoor amusement park for kids. We did do that. And getting to Storybook Land, absolutely not a problem. Getting to the storage container place wasn't a problem, but this is New Jersey, right? For some reason, mm-hmm. You'll be driving through New Jersey and all of a sudden you'll have a stop and that was the case. I didn't want to get on the Atlantic City Expressway. I'm like, I'm going to take Black Horse Pike because where we're going is on Black Horse Pike, and I'll just shoot down there. So I get off 42 going to Absecon, get on to Delilah, and then I'll just have to take a right, a left actually, and it'll take me right on the Black Horse Pike. But we get on to Delilah, go over the bridge, and there's a traffic backup, and you see like a quarter mile ahead of us is where the traffic backup starts. Then there's like a half a mile of open road where there's nothing on it. And then the other end is the other end of the traffic backup. And so I don't know what the hell was going on, but it wasn't a long backup, but there was nothing going on. There's nothing mm-hmm. there, right? Nothing there.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, I love it. I love those ones where like all of a sudden there's a backup and a backup and a backup. And then you all of a sudden it goes away. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, so there was like, I don't know what was going on, but there was a half a mile of just empty road between the two locations that the police had blocked off. I think maybe construction. I did see a construction truck driving, but it looked more like a truck that was leading traffic as opposed to blocking traffic, you know, for the, I don't know. But anyway, what I did have problems with Google Maps, for some reason, once you start getting into like central New Jersey on the rural roads, everything's off by like 500 feet in some areas.
Weird.
So like I'll be coming up to an intersection and I'll see on the map that it's telling me that it's not this intersection I want to turn at. It's the next one, or it's this intersection, not the next one. And like the voice is telling me, turn in the next, you know, turn here when it's the next one it wants me to turn at. And that got a little weird. The other thing that was a problem is, again, we were coming back from the storage facility. New Jersey has these great like traffic circles. And then when there's not a traffic circle, there is a, if you want to make a left-hand turn, you got to pull off and you got to go into this right-hand wraparound to cut across the traffic. And sometimes you can make a left-hand turn. So we want to stop and get some New Jersey sweet corn. And it was on the left side of the highway. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go up to the stoplight and do a U-ey. But I can't, because by the time I got to the stoplight, I realized it was one of those right-hand turn things where you have to go do the wraparound, the right-hand turn. So then I was, now, like, going down.
Hold on, just 1 second. 1 second there. Now, the way you said New Jersey sweet corn makes me think that there's something special about New Jersey sweet corn.
I don't know, man. I'll tell you what. Tomatoes, peaches, blueberries, corn, like, that's some of the best corn I've been able to get up in New Jersey. If you get the local sweet corn, it is really good. Right. It is really sweet. Sometimes down here, like when I get sweet corn, it's hit or miss whether it's really sweet. It's not bad, but New Jersey's excellent. Like, it's worth getting. Huh. It is. Same with their tomatoes. Like, when you get tomato in tomato season, it's worth getting.
Well, like, it's, and like, peaches, now, it's like,
oh my goodness. Big and
when
fat.
When you go
and sweet.
But when you go through Pennsylvania, do you stop and get some scrapple while you're there?
No, because I get scrapple down here.
Okay, well.
So with scrapple, ring bologna, yes.
Yeah, here too.
Scrapple,
ring bologna, yeah.
No. But anyway, what I was saying is we missed it. And then I was going down further. My wife's like, well, there's a bunch of farm stands between here and we're going back to the house. We'll just hit one of those. And she's like, there's one in Hamilton. And like, I could have turned around and gone back at some point, just been back a mile and turned around and got back to, and I knew where I was going.
Right.
But we followed the directions. And sure enough, it's like, you got to take a left, and you take a left and you're cutting through like the middle of nowhere. And then it's like, get on this road and take a right. But it's closed, and there's a detour, right? I don't know what they're doing, construction or something on that road. And so I go to follow the detour, and then Google Maps is constantly trying to tell me, take a, you know, it's not rerouting me on the detour.
Take a U-turn.
It's like, go left. And I'm like, I know I shouldn't go left. I know I shouldn't go left. And my wife's kind of like, you gotta turn left. That's what it's telling you to do. You turn left. And I'm like, all right, I'll do it. So I turn left, and it wraps me right back around to the road that's closed. Like, and so I just like, and those little things right there. And I get it, you know, when it's a temporary closure, I get that Google Maps can't do that. But like I said, a lot of that rural driving in central New Jersey, the maps were off just by a little bit, that if I follow my instincts, it was usually right. Although for some reason, I just can't get central rural Jersey down. I think I'm going north when I'm actually going, you know, west. And I think I'm going west when I'm actually going south. And I think, like, I'm like, well, if I'm between this road and the road I want to runs parallel to it, I should be able to make a left-hand turn and get to that road, but somehow I miss that road. I end up way over somewhere else, and then I have to cut back. And so I don't.
Yeah.
But it's so beautiful out there. I will say that. It's so beautiful. And speaking of that, Joe, we passed a place on that way home that was going home, and they were like, it was like an ice cream stand, and it said, fresh blueberry milkshakes. So that we didn't stop and get one, but I looked at that. I'm like, oh, we're running late and everything because of all the wrapping around. And I was like, oh, man, I would love to have stopped for one of those. I bet you they were really good, but no. and to finish up New Jersey, we were really, really, really surprised over how is lack of busy, I would say. Usually when we're down there, there's like a lot of people. And there was one afternoon, and I'll admit it was a little rainy. We had gotten back. It was a little overcast. It was about 4:30, I think. There had been thunderstorms that were scheduled for earlier that day, but there weren't any thunderstorms. It was just overcast, cloudy. Went down to the beach. You'd think it was December. There was nobody on that beach. Nobody. Usually, you know, you see people still out there, maybe some people swimming, people walking along the beach. Lifeguards weren't even there.
In my book, that's not a bad thing.
Well, and also the tide was a little rough. But even like I said, you look down either direction, there was like almost nobody. Usually that's unheard of. Even when we did go during like the late morning, early afternoon, there wasn't as many people as there were there before. We went to the Atlantic City Boardwalk. Usually we go on a Thursday or like a Wednesday or a Thursday during the day. Because it's not that busy. It was less busy Friday night than it was in the past when we've been there during the day. I actually got a parking spot on the street less than a block off the boardwalk. And again, like I said, that's usually unheard of down there.
Mm-hmm.
Or up there, I should say. I keep saying down there because it used to be down there for me. Now it's up there. So it was, and one of the things we did here is apparently over the past couple of years, a lot of the houses that have been sold up there, people have sold their places, especially after Sandy, and more wealthy people have been buying them and just not renting them like they used to rent them in the past for the summer, and just, you know, maybe showing up on the weekend or not showing up at all. So there's been a lack of people actually on the island who own the places living there or renting out. But it was a very pleasant week, surprisingly cool for that time of year. I think it was in the like 70s most every day. It did creep up in the 80s on two of the days that we were there. One of the day when we were at Storybook Land, it got pretty warm, but not bad. And then one of the weekdays, we were down at the beach, and it was up in the mid-80s, so it was nice. The water temperature was cool, a little chilly, but refreshing. Like, you get in there, and it was chilly at first, but then it was like it felt so good. So it's just weird that it was the rain – pretty much held off. It was overcast a few days, a couple of drizzles, hours of drizzling. But other than that, I mean, it was beautiful weather. And then we come back here, and it's a humid hot box.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, today I think we've had the hottest weather in the last few weeks than we have had, in a couple of years. I mean, it wasn't that hot last summer, but for me, it's hard to believe that it was last summer that we, like, about this time last year that we were looking at this place, and now we're in it. So it's,
yeah,
I'm still kind of getting used to it.
it's cooled off here. You can tell by how the power is still on.
Yeah.
The power.
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine that. So I'm kind of hoping to I know Pat might have them, but I'm trying to hoping that if I head over to Ollie's Bargain Outlet, that they may have one of them arcade one-ups for a good price. because they did have them, I think, in March. So I have to see. But they had like a Centipede and a few others. I'd love to get one of those put up here where I'm at. Or to find something similar.
What do you consider a good price?
Ollie's had them for $138.
That is a good price.
It's a very good price.
Well, you could just, you know, buy an old non-functional arcade, and as long as you have, you know, the outline, you can put everything else in it.
Well, that also made me think of, like, I found a somebody shared in one of the groups I'm in on Facebook. They shared like pictures from the 80s. And of things that existed then that you pretty much don't see now. Like, and one of the things I thought of was they had these TVs with the big speakers built into them, you know, the big console TVs. And I thought,
yeah,
I wonder
the
if
TVs
I could...
that were, you know, practically dining room tables.
Yes. And it makes me wonder if I could find one of those and retrofit, you know, basically tear the guts out and put a modern TV in it. I thought that would kind of look neat.
Kind of destroy the point of having a modern TV, though.
True. But, or I can just put the TV on top of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's that. But, you know, I don't know. I'm still kind of straightening things out. I got most everything. I got like one box of stuff that's here to unpack, at least for this area.
Plus, with the old TVs, yeah, they were freaking huge.
Right.
But they didn't have much screen real estate, so
no,
good luck
didn't.
Finding a TV that would fit inside that TV.
Yeah, it'd be probably about 27 or 30 at most. But
yeah, you'd be better off like recreating the frame.
Right.
The front frame, the front bezeling of one of those, and putting that around a TV.
Right. Just kind of get that 80s look, but... But you know, it's kind of decorations I want. You know, I don't want it to be garish. That's like I was talking at the beginning of the show. I got some lenticular signs.
Pac-Man. No disco balls?
No, but two Pac-Man ones, like a small one that kind of can sit on a shelf, and then a large one that's hanging on the wall here. And then a Galago one, and these are the lenticular, so they got the, as you walk by them, they'll kind of animate as you're looking at them, which is kind of cool, but got that stuff at Hobby Lobby. They had a lot of neat stuff there. I was also trying to see if I can't find some, 80s era, and that would be, either NCC 1701 Alpha or Delta, Enterprises pictures at Hobby Lobby. At one point they had a canvas picture of the Enterprise A blueprint style, but they had that there, but of course they didn't have that when I went back. So of course that was maybe a year ago when I first saw that, but yeah, it's coming together, you know. It's finally mostly functional. I got my work area's been functional since we moved in, but it's just other things. Like I got my printer, it's all the way on the other side of the room from here, and plus I got the silent board in it now, so it's actually running right now. I had to restart a print because I'm making a like a cable management thing to put on. We got these two nightstands in our bedroom that I put together last weekend. And I want to put that kind of on the back of that and then hang the cables off of that. So for charging phones and headphones and stuff like that. You just sent me a picture.
Sounds cool.
Oh yeah. That's a cool poster. I like that poster.
Yeah. My wife goes.
Yep. I think I'm going to get, I'm thinking about grabbing a Back to the Future poster and put that up, in one of the bigger walls.
I don't have the Back to the Future poster, but I've got an Army of Darkness poster. I've got a 300 poster. I've got a Pac-Man poster I just sent you a second ago. And I have a Dick Tracy, one of the original ones from the movie.
Nice. Yeah, because the problem with, like, the arcade game posters, except for, like, the Pac-Man ones usually look good. A lot of them don't, though. But these lenticular things that I got, they're pretty cool. I wasn't going to get the big Pac-Man one was like $30. I wasn't going to get it, but then I decided, what the heck not. I don't get to decorate a space like this too often. So I need to pick up some more. I want to get some more Eagle Moss starships too. So I got the Eagle Moss NCC 1701D. And I think I'd like to get all the Enterprises, every one of them. And then probably put like a shelf over my desk or something so that I can look at them while I'm working. Dust Wait. Collectors, I guess. But
so how much space do you have right now available in there? Room.
This room is a 19 by 10 foot space. It's probably as big as, well, actually, no, your basement's probably smaller than this.
Wow.
So, I mean,
so it's, how many it's a huge room. Games you putting in there?
I would probably just put one.
Just one?
Yeah. That's what's making me think more of maybe holding out until when Sam's Club usually gets their at game series. Although I don't know if that would fit in here with the ceilings, because if I want to stick it near a wall, it's got those vaulted ceilings. So I'd post the pictures on MeWe so you can see Dan. But yeah, it's a large space, but definitely bigger than any office I've ever had, including the one in Dublin.
That's nice. So how's working remotely going in that office?
Oh, it's really nice. I got the desk is sitting right in front of the air conditioner, which is awesome. The vent goes right by my feet.
You got a nice breeze coming,
yes.
coming up your pant legs, huh?
Yep.
That's pretty nice. How are your neighbors? Or don't you have any?
I don't know. Well, we have four in the whole entire development. There's three in our section. There's like one on the end. Actually, one on either end. And then we're one of the ones in the middle. My neighbors to the right of my house, they're the builders were putting the siding on. That's not fun.
You don't like that?
No, I hear pounding until 8 o'clock most nights.
You have carpeting, right? What color is your carpeting?
It's like a beige.
Does your son like his own room?
Yeah, pretty good. He doesn't have a bed yet. He's been sleeping on a cot. Because we're spoiling him. We got him his own sleep number bed. So, yeah. The wife apparently figured out we had enough money to get him his own sleep number bed. So.
Well, that's good. At least got something to sleep in, right?
Yep, it gets delivered next week. But if you look, on MeWe, Dan, I posted a couple pictures. A little messy, but it's coming together. I got to rearrange some things, and you get to see my Pac-Man sign, and then the Pac-Man lamp that I got at Christmas time, and you also see Sassy in the picture too. Sassy's remains, I should say. Just to the right of me. We got her paw print and ashes. she's going to stay up here with me. I think I can never, ever get her to come into my office, ever. I need to clean up some of the areas and organize it a little bit. So I have my... Since this is the only place we have carpet in the entire house, this room and the stairs, the vacuum just stays in my office. So, but I got more stuff I got to go get over. These are actually, I got these, the shelves, like if you look on the MeWe, where the Pac-Man sign is. The shelf underneath has plenty of room there. So one of the boxes that I have in storage yet is all my childhood Star Wars stuff. Like I got the let's see. I'm trying to think which ones I have left. I don't have them all. Like I think I have like my X-Wing and my I had the Rebel the Cruiser, which would fit all the action figures in it. Had the handle on the top. Mom got that for me when I was a kid. And I don't know what else is in that box, but I do have a lot of my action figures and stuff, my Star Wars ones, that I still have from my childhood. Makes me wish I would have kept some of the stuff that I don't have.
Wow, look at that. Your place looks nice.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it'll be even nicer once I get things more organized. Like that blue desk there is kind of a hot mess. It's like where my dumping ground. Plus, you can see there's like a little 3D printed green stand that's on top of the blue cabinet there. That's my OSM box. I need to make it look better, or maybe one of these days just build a box to replace it. Like build me a Intel box. I got all my handhelds on that one page on that one shelf too. My HTs.
Whew.
And a logo I printed for a friend of mine.
Is that a refrigerator in there?
Yep, I got my own refrigerator in here. Yep.
What's that? Oh, is that a cabinet? Oh yeah, that. Wait.
There's the blue cabinet. There's a refrigerator and the microwave.
No, to the left of the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah, it's like a storage cabinet.
All right, that's what I thought. That's where you keep the bodies. For some women, we can see some Linux in that place. Did they get you? Did they get him, Joe?
They got him.
They got him. I bring up Linux, and all of a sudden he
says he sent me a message on Facebook, power outage. But you know what? His phone still works, so he should get on with that.
Power outage. Ooh, I thought his cables were all underground. He said he wasn't going to have that problem.
Yeah, brand new place, power outage. I didn't hear about any thunderstorms.
Why not? On a Wednesday night, too. Yeah.
Well, so what have you been up to?
Well, I mean, just been hanging out at the beach for a week and dealing with, you know, dealing with family and stuff like that was good. Then we got back and, you know, we got back Saturday and Saturday night. So it was like, go to bed, get up. We got to mow a lawn. Got to go down and mow the community garden and got to get everything ready and back to work on Monday. You know how it goes.
Yep.
Been doing, messing around with some Helm stuff and looking at, making sure everything's looking right in our Kubernetes setup and whether I need to optimize anything in that regards or what we can optimize, looking at some problems that have cropped up, and we're reviewing error logs and solutions, and then also some Fastly stuff, working with VCL. I started looking at Go templating yesterday and looking more at the Go language, and kind of having an interest in that. I do. I'd like to get more into it. It looks. I start to understand why people really like Go, because it's pretty high level and pretty simple to work with. So maybe do some more stuff on that. Do you do a lot with? Have you done a lot with Go, Joe?
I have not done anything with Go.
Yeah, I would like to do more of that. And that's haven't really gotten anything else. I didn't spend a lot of time in technology when I was down up at Brigantine. Took a break from all that, but that's the way it goes. What about you? What have you been up to?
Well, I've talked about it on a couple of the other shows, but I've been taking someone else's 3D design for a 3D printing a cup for an earpiece for headset, and I took that and modified it to fit the drivers of my One More Triple driver and one of the Samsungs that I had sitting around. So I got a couple of different prints for that and made them MMCX for like the tiniest MMCX modification that I've done on a set of headphones. And I think it came out really well. Just designing the cup for it and the hole for the MMCX connection. So I'm happy with it, and it works. I did ruin one of my One More Triple drivers, though, but it was one that I had done some like extensive inside repairs on, and I wasn't sure how well it would hold up anyway. But it worked really well for sizing the prints after they came out.
So what is that, a cup for the ear headphone? What?
Okay, now your in-ear headphones,
right?
They have like essentially two major parts to them. The front part, which has the actual driver in it, and then the back part, which has the wire running through it and provides the airspace for vibration.
Okay.
Essentially, that whole back piece, I printed one of my own, pulled off the front piece, and put on the new back piece. That way, instead of modifying the cup to hold the MMCX connector, I could simply slide in an MMCX connector with a couple of wires soldered onto it, and then solder that to the front piece, which has the speaker and the piece that actually goes into your ear, and put them together, and instead of, you know, a full mod of trying to get into the cup and make everything still work afterwards, with this, it's going to work.
That's a pretty small thing to be soldering, oh, yeah, isn't it? So now, do you use magnifying lenses for that to do that?
I don't. Like these, it's actually not too bad because it's relatively out in the open once you have everything, you know, out and available.
Right.
So, yes, the solder points are small. Yes, the wires are small, but everything is easily accessible. So this is definitely not one of the hardest that I've done.
So how old are you? 30 what?
I just turned 40.
Oh, you got like another few more years, and then you ain't gonna be doing that without magnifying lenses or something, right?
I have the magnifying lenses. I do, and then there are some things where the magnifying lenses are extremely helpful. Or setting up my phone as a camera using Droid Cam, and then using the magnification on that. Can also be extremely helpful, because then I can put it up on my screen and it's friggin' huge. So that has been helpful, especially when I'm trying to work around other pieces of plastic and everything. But like I said, with this one, everything is, once I get everything taken apart, it's all out in the open and simple.
That's cool. How long does it take you to print one of those things with the cup?
It depends. Either 23 minutes or 28 minutes, depending on which one I'm printing. So I went through a lot of, you know, different models and trying to get the right sizes.
And then do you have to sand it down afterwards, or?
It depends. One of the models that I did have to sand down the edges just because it was very sharp and would kind of poke into the cartilage of your ear. But in Tinkercad, they have this where you can just round out the edges of particular models, and so that's what I did. And once I got it to the inner diameter and the outer diameter to the right sizes, it worked out really well.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And but how much does that save you in the long run, like for fixing those?
This is a bit subjective. Because I think a brand new One More triple driver costs like $80, $90, something like that. I'd have to look it up again. It's been a while since I looked. But I end up paying $15 for them because I didn't want to pay like right now there's one on eBay that I'm waiting for the price to come down on. It's been on there for more than a month though, and the guy wants $20 for a really, really jank broken set of headphones. But I usually get them for $15, and then I keep them running. But I'm also, you know, buying the LG HBS 700s, but I'm getting those for a couple dollars each as well, like $5. Well, now anymore, it's like $10. I think one of the One More triple driver Bluetooth headsets costs like $100-something. So I'm saving a lot of money, and I really do like the fact that I can have the high quality in-ears and just swap them to any of the different Bluetooth headsets that I've modified. So I only need a couple of sets of those, and then I have really good in-ears for all of them. So if I have 10 of the Bluetooth headsets that are ready to go at any time, then if one of the batteries dies, I just switch to the next one and move the high-quality in-ears to them.
Well, that's cool. I mean, now are you going to sell any of those?
I doubt that there's really a market for those. I mean, modded LG HBS 700s
right,
with MMCX. Just most people, if they're doing MMCX, they usually have money and are just, you know, buying what they want. And there are some cheap alternatives for the Bluetooth. The battery's not as good, the microphone's not as good, but you can get them for around $13. And it's a bit of a niche market, and most people are going for the true wireless these days. I just like the battery and the microphone on all of the HBS series, and I like doing my own modifications. So, no, probably not going to sell them. It's just a hobby.
Oh, okay. Done anything else lately?
Oh, I know I have. I gotta look around though and see what else I've been doing. I was actually really surprised at how well the Samsung headset that I had turned out, and it sounded really good. I got my bike back on the road and started pedaling again, so I've been feeling better there, but I had to quit going to the gym because Texas sucks. So trying to work out at home, but that never works out as well working out in my 120 degree garage.
That's not fun.
No, it's definitely not. And yeah, I do get some workout, but it's definitely not as good of a workout as I was getting at the gym. But I can't even think of anything else. My son's been helping me with taking apart some Xbox 360s, and we got a PS3 to take apart. I know I mentioned this on all my other shows too, but I got three game console. What was it? Three Xbox 360s and one PS3 on Facebook Marketplace for $20.
The three
Xbox 360s are all Red Ring, so they're basically useless. Yeah, I can do a fix on them, but it would be a temporary fix at best. And that's a known problem with the 360s, the Red Ring of Death. So, yeah, I can use them for parts, and I do have two other 360s that need fixing. One that's overheating, so probably just needs taken apart and cleaned out real good, maybe the thermal paste replaced, and the other one that needs a disk drive. And I already tried to do the disk drive swap once, but the one that I had swapped it with, it was to one of the Xboxes that I didn't have a power cord for, because it was one of the first Xboxes which had a way different power cord. Or different style connector. So, but it did have the exact same type of disk drive. But I got the board desoldered from the one and moved into the other and got it hooked up, and it just would not read disks. So I need to take apart the other two and see if those have the BenQ disk drive in them, and then do a board swap again, because I swapped the board back into the original one and it's intermittently working. So I know that I soldered it right. And yeah, I'll take apart the other two, see if one of them has a disk drive that I can use, and swap that over. And then I might do the temporary fix on one of them to fix the Red Ring of Death, just to say that I did it. And then the PS3, it hooks up just fine. It runs just fine. I'm assuming that it was overheating, and so I need to take that apart and clean it out real good and put it back together. And maybe get some games for it and put some custom firmware on it. Definitely want to put custom firmware on it just so I can run more games. Set it up like I've been setting up the PSPs.
So you're gonna keep those for yourself or sell them?
Well, the PS3, once I put custom firmware on it, I might let my son mess around with it. The Xbox 360s, I mean, I got all of those for $20. So yeah, I could make a profit on it if I could get any of them working. But my wife really likes the 360 a lot more than the one, because a lot of the games were never made backwards compatible from the 360 to the one. So as it gets harder to find working Xbox 360s and she breaks them, I'll be happy to have more on hand that are working.
I thought Microsoft was really pushing backwards compatibility with the one.
They did, but it still wasn't 100%. I mean, the process that they were doing for the backwards compatibility was essentially writing a custom VM for each game.
Uh-huh.
So you'd put in the game and it would like download a VM instead of actually running the local disk. And one, she doesn't like having the Xbox online, so that doesn't really work for him. And two, it didn't happen for every game. So yeah, she could play all of her Batman Arkham games, but she wouldn't be able to play any of her Naruto games.
Well, you gotta have the Naruto games, right?
Well, she does, evidently.
Yeah.
And we have an Xbox One that I ended up getting for free because my roommate didn't take it with him when he left. And he was like, do whatever with it. So, that the kids are using that right now, but we don't have a lot of Xbox One games. And I guess I need to clean up the hard drives on it. I could have sworn I'd put an external in there, but... there's no space left again. So, I mean, they should be able to play Borderlands on there at the very least. But, oh well, I'll just slap either the PS3 with all the old school MAME style games on it, or give them one of the 360s.
Yeah, well, it should play all the Borderlands games on PS3. Shouldn't? Oh wait,
not PS3, the Xbox One.
Xbox, yeah, it should play them all, shouldn't it? Xbox.
It should.
They're popular enough.
Yeah, I don't know what the issue is. I'd have to go and look at it, and I just haven't been motivated to go look at their Xbox One because all it's going to do is get them in trouble. And JoJo technically isn't allowed to play Borderlands. It's too violent.
Oh. Wait, how old's JoJo?
11.
Whoa. Wait, another 3 years, right?
Nah, it's not my rule.
Whose rule is it? Is your wife's rule?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know I was playing violent video games and watching R-rated movies by the time I was 11, and I turned out fine.
Yeah. What can you do, huh?
Pretty much.
It sounds like rain over here.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out what I want to 3D print next. I don't know.
Oh, that's not good. It's raining here. I didn't think it was supposed to rain tonight. Not only is it raining, it's pouring down. Oh, should be.
I guess the only other thing I've done is I put my custom flashlight back into use. I had to replace the 5-volt board that I had in there because the first one, I guess, with the weather and everything, it just cracked.
Uh-huh.
So my custom flashlight is like a dollar flashlight from the Dollar Tree or something like that.
Okay.
With the battery pack pulled out and then wires run to a little like dollar or $3 PCB, and then a USB cable coming off of that, so that I can put the whole thing on the inside and hopefully it won't get weathered this time, and hook any backup battery that I have up to it so I don't have to keep replacing batteries.
And where do you use that mostly?
My bike.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I got a bike mount for it. I didn't 3D print that. I mean, it was only a couple bucks to get one, so I just bought a mount.
So how far are you biking?
I was doing 10 miles on a trip, and now I'm down to like 5 because I had stopped for quite a while. No, I did 6 last time, but
okay.
I had stopped for a couple of weeks, so I'm getting back into it.
Are you doing that at night, right?
Yeah. It's easier, and the sun's not trying to kill me.
I was bummed because I was doing swimming on a regular basis down at the beach, but now the jellyfish are really coming out.
Me and the wife were trying to make time each week to go to the pool that's you know, in the HOA, but and get some laps in there. But everybody else, you know, taking their kids there and hanging out and stuff, which they should do, you know, it's there for them too, but it makes it difficult to swim laps.
Right. Oh no, absolutely. And
the wife goes for the sun. Otherwise I'd say let's go at 6 in the morning and swim laps because nobody's going to freaking be there, but the sun's not really out then.
Is your pool open that early?
I think it opens at 6. Yeah, it opens at 6 because we went a couple of times before work.
And now, that's with the lifeguard there at 6?
There's no lifeguard there.
Oh, there's
it's
never
a
4-foot lifeguard?
Deep pool.
Oh, 4-foot deep pool.
There is a security guard there because people are assholes. But yeah, there's no lifeguard there.
Okay. Oh, that's not bad. Get some lap swimming in there.
Yeah. And I'm definitely not the greatest swimmer in the world, so it's a good workout.
No, it is. I enjoy it. They just opened up the Fort Rec Center again the other day. So I don't know. I used to go swimming down there.
No, I remember, you know, back when dinosaurs roamed and I was a teenager, going up to the college because they had an Olympic-sized swimming pool and being able to do, like, the whole length of the pool underwater.
Can you do that now?
Hell no.
I used to be able to do it. I haven't... It's something that if you don't do that, you know, holding your breath like that on a regular basis, you kind of lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But yeah, there's that. I love going in the ocean and I love going in the bay, but my wife, she's kind of more of a pool person. So we do have a membership at one of the local pools, and they go like a couple of times a week at least. I could do laps there. And interestingly enough, unlike your pool, every time I go there, there's not a lot of people in there. And they have like lanes sectioned off for people to swim laps that most of the time nobody's using.
Yeah, I'd love something like that. But I'm not even going to a gym right now because stupid.
It's fucking shit, right? You know, that's interesting. That surprised me. We didn't go in a lot of places, obviously, but every time we went into a place, because our, you know, our youngest is not vaccinated yet. She can't be. It's not available
my youngest
yet. And so we didn't really go in anywhere. Occasionally, we'd have to run into the gas station or whatever. So we all wore masks. Pretty much on the way up and back down, almost every employee that we encountered was wearing a mask. And it was like 50-50 of people wearing masks or not wearing masks. Well, but
no, go ahead.
A lot, like, we did end up at 2 restaurants. One was they had a get together after the service for friends and family who were all vaccinated at this restaurant that they had the entire, like, pretty much the section off. All the employees there were masked. Everybody that was in attendance was, like, vaccinated. So that wasn't too bad. And then when we went to the storage facility, it was only, like, one or two members per adult members per the family that was there to help transport some of this stuff back. They did stop at a diner. We kind of reluctantly went in, but it's really hard to wear a mask when you're eating. Again, all the employees were masked, but not a lot of the patrons.
And, well, the whole thing about a restaurant is once you sit down, if the arrangements are correctly, you should be more than 6 feet away from other people eating. So
they weren't,
take off your mask.
They weren't doing that very well. I mean, there was spacing, but we didn't have this right. We didn't really have anybody around us. Still, we weren't comfortable with that. On the boardwalk, it was like 50-50. Even though we were all outdoors, people were still wearing masks all the time.
Oh, you're lucky, man. 50%? I would pay for 50%. We went to the meet the teachers thing for my son, who's not vaccinated because he's 11. And I would say that 15 to 20% were wearing a mask. And the teachers, maybe 10% were wearing a mask. So what's that tell you?
You fucked?
Yeah. Well, my son isn't vaccinated. My middle child is immune compromised. And I don't know if you've looked up the figures, but people that are immune compromised, even with the vaccine, it's only showing like a 50% efficacy rate. So she could still get sick, extremely sick, and
absolutely
die. So what we've been able to do so far, what my wife has been able to do, and thank God for my wife, she's really good at dealing with the schools and getting the most out of them that we can at any given time. My middle child will now be doing school from home. The thing with Texas right now is the state is not going to pay for any kids that do remote schooling because of COVID.
Right.
But my daughter is supposed to have an exception because if something at the school is bothering her for her asthma or anything like that, or her IEI, which also causes immune compromisation, then she's supposed to be able to do everything from home. So we got her set up. She's going to do school from home, but instead of remote school, you know, actually having a camera set up and being able to see what's going on in the classroom, she's basically doing everything on her own, and then one teacher is going to come and visit her at the house for 4 hours every week. No guarantee that this teacher is actually going to know any of the subjects that she's taking, but a teacher will come visit her for 4 hours. They tried to do something similar her freshman year, and that did not work out, and that's when I ended up taking them to court the first time, and I really get the feeling that I'm going to be wasting another $4,000 to take them to court again, because all they're going to try and do is push things off until she's graduated.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. By the time I can take them to court, it's hardly going to be worth it. By the time anything gets implemented or changed, it's going to be almost the end of the school year.
Yeah, I'm surprised has your kids started school yet?
Yeah, like today was the day that JoJo was supposed to go back to school, but he wasn't feeling well, so he didn't go. And I don't think he's going to go until Monday, but we're hoping that something is going to change and that they're going to put in some kind of mask mandate or something. But even without the funding, all the schools around us have implemented mask mandates at the schools. Ours is the only one that hasn't. And a lot of the schools have allowed remote learning anyway. But you can't open enroll around here. They don't allow it.
That effing sucks.
But yeah, you know, and it's good that they're letting my middle child stay home. My eldest is starting college this year, and I need to follow up with her. Oh, wait, no, I found out the information on that. They sent me the loan information. So, yeah, I co-signed for her so that she could get a loan, so that she could do a semester of college. And we're going to see how that goes for her. But my middle child is able to stay home. But if my youngest goes to school and they have the same COVID rates that everybody else is getting, because basically all our beds in Texas are full again. But how can I protect my middle child if my youngest is going to a germ factory every day?
Right. Yeah, that's the same. That's like, we haven't started school yet, but then, you know, that's been the big question around here. Now, from what I understand, the teachers have to be vaccinated. All the kids are wearing masks in our school, and they're still doing the distancing. There's no remote learning option yet, and so the big thing is like, our big concern is her for not being vaccinated, and it's like, well, what do we do about the rest of the family? Because like, pretty much all my kids and my wife are starting school. One of them's got more remote learning classes than in-person classes. My wife has one in-person class, and the other one has, I think, 2 days where they're in person. They both just start their The one just started a new job, or starting a new job on Thursday, and the other one is probably going to be starting a new job very soon. And it's like, you know, how do we tackle all this shit? All this when things are starting to blow up again.
Yeah. The crap that they're doing in Texas, the governor of... Allen has said that he refuses to put in any kind of mask mandate, and that it's entirely up to everyone what they do or don't, because he doesn't want to infringe on people's rights. And then that was the mayor. And then the governor, what the hell's his name? I can't even remember. Has put out a statement saying that they won't pay for any school that allows for remote learning. And it's just horrible. It's like you want your constituency to die.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, man. It is uncool. Oy, oy, oy. This summer just went, though, didn't it?
Yeah, some aspects of it really went by quickly.
Because you don't have any other plans for the rest of the summer, do you?
I really haven't had any plans for this summer. Kids are back now, so chill at the house. That's going to be about it. Well, we might still put in some hiking, but we're going to have to probably keep it a little bit shorter, because I think we're going to have to take JoJo with us when we go. So we'll hit the state parks, but we'll probably hit the shorter trails. And JoJo wants to bring Cerberus, which is one of our dogs, but our dog is getting pretty old.
How big is that dog? Sounds like a big dog.
What, 80 pounds?
80 pounds. Huh. That's a medium-sized dog, right? Well, actually, more on a larger size.
Yeah, the fair-sized dog. Not the biggest I've ever owned, but not the smallest either.
How old is Cerberus?
9? 8 or 9?
No, it's getting up there for a bit larger dog, isn't it?
Yeah.
What kind of dog?
It's a Mutt Lab Mix Rescue. A lab mixed with like a really fat walrus.
A really fat walrus. Yeah, we made one big mistake on in planning for this trip, Joe. We're gonna have the neighbor's son come in and take care of our dog. So we had him coming over a couple days a week to spend time with the dog, and everything seemed to be fine. He was doing well. And on the way up, he went in and we got a call. He said he went and tried to go in to take him out and feed him and stuff, and the dog wouldn't let him in the house.
Oh.
So
dog got protective or something?
He's a Great Pyrenees, and that's kind of what they do. But we thought it would be okay because, you know, we had him introduced and things were looking pretty good, and they were hanging out for a bit, a couple of times. And we should have probably done that a lot more. He seemed fine, but so we were kind of scrambling at the last minute. What are we going to do? We got to have somebody take care of this dog. So I called a boarding place to see, you know, at the last minute, whether my oldest daughter was still here, and she wasn't coming up. And I called the boarding place, and they didn't have any vacancies that weekend, but they did have it starting Monday and probably through the rest of the week. And I was going to get that all set up, and I asked them, how much would it cost to board him per night? And he's 120 pounds. They were like, it's $22 a night to board him. And I was like, that's it? I thought it was going to be a lot more money than $22 a day to board that dog. But then my oldest daughter stayed here, which is kind of like, you're like, why didn't we have her stay here to begin with? Because she was supposed to come to bring in teen, and then we got it all arranged for my neighbor's son to do it. And when that fell apart, at least she was there able to step in.
But yeah, when we go on long trips, we tend to take the dogs but leave the cats. So we do have somebody come by every day and hang out with the cats. But cats are a little bit easier than dogs when it comes to that type of thing.
Absolutely. We've taken my dog in the past, but because we weren't staying at the regular place where we usually stay, which is my father-in-law's wife's family's house, we were staying at a Airbnb, so we couldn't really take the dog with us. And that's what we got stuck with. But usually we do take him along. He's getting oldish, cranky. He's not. It's a pain in the ass when we take him on trips nowadays. And that's the way it goes.
Yep.
I gotta upgrade my stuff, man. Update.
What stuff?
My various machines. I'm getting a little lax on updating. Getting warnings here telling me, hey, there's packages to be updated. And it's important to do that. It's important to keep that up.
Yeah, you gotta keep your packages up.
Now, at least I got my OS is up to the latest versions. Now I just gotta maintain. Things have been running great here. Knock on wood, no complaints. So hopefully that will stay the course, and we won't have a hurricane coming around. I hope. I don't know. Anything brewing out there in the?
Just the ungodly heat.
I don't want something from 22 hours ago. I want something. So we got Tropical Storm Fred. Tropical Depression Fred. Looks like it's going to come right up Florida. Right up into Florida.
I better call my dad and make sure he's doing good.
That's the only thing I see, like, right now. So, Fred is supposed to... So it's in, I guess it's in Cuba or down by Cuba right now. It's supposed to hit Florida coast, southern coast Saturday, 8 a.m., and then continue up into Georgia. I guess 8 a.m. Wednesday it's supposed to be in Georgia. Where's your dad live?
Up by the panhandle.
Yeah, so Monday. Looks like Monday is when that's going to get hit by Fred.
My sister's there, too. Maybe I should call her.
She lived there, or is she just visiting? Yeah.
No, she lives there now.
With your dad, or out?
A house nearby. My grandma's there, too.
Ah, a lot of family there.
Yeah.
Oh, could be 4 to 8 inches, either 2 to 4 or 4 to 8 inches of rain, depending on where you're at in Florida, where that hits.
Hey, it's Florida. They probably won't notice. Oh.
So since your kids did remote last year, right?
Yeah.
Did they get to keep the Chromebooks over the summer?
No, they did not.
Because that's what they did here. They just, like, just everybody got issued a Chromebook, and they're like, just keep them over the summer. We'll pick it up again next year with the same, you know, whatever goes on. So.
Nope, we had to turn them back in.
Well, you know what that Chromebook marks the end of?
Windows?
No, it marks the end of snow days.
That's, well, if the school allows remote learning, then yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Hopefully things change. Well, you know, hopefully things change before the numbers get too terrible. But I know it's going to be after the numbers get really high that they're going to be like, maybe this wasn't a good idea.
I don't know. The scary thing is like, here they don't start school till after Labor Day. So it's just like watching everybody else go through all this shit for the weeks coming up to when they're going to start school here. And it's like, I'm not looking forward to it. Not at all. Wow.
Yeah.
I guess it's time we got to start wrapping this up, huh?
It is about that time. I guess Joel's not going to make it back.
No, they got him. He's power grid down.
He said the power was fluctuating and that his cell phone signal is crap. So he needs a cell phone booster.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm saying he needs a cell phone booster.
Wait, what is it? And all right, I guess we'll wrap this up. See you in a week. Hopefully I have some actual technology stuff again next week. Got some stuff.
Hopefully I do too. Again.
Yeah.
Well, I am supposed to be pulling out the Raspberry Pi here in the next couple of days.
Ah, there we go. Exciting.
Should be. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet, though.
Gotta set it on fire.
Yeah, that's possible. I am going to be running it fanless.
Uh-oh. Burning up the house. All right, Joe. You have a good week. I will see you in 5-7 days. 7 days. And keep safe, and I hope everything goes well with your family.
Thank you.
Don't get them and keep them out of getting infected.
I'm going to try.
Good luck. Here it is, your promos. And what you've been waiting for, Joe? The excitement of the shorty.
Oh my God,
it's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
I am short.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over. Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
There we go. That's it.
It's always good to hear Kai on there saying she's short.
That's it. All right. All right. I'm going to stop the recording so I can get this processed. And
I very rarely use the actual key for the house. I just don't need to. But the thing is, though, is from the actual app for the lock from Quickset, which I think is called, but I'm supposed to be able to use my phone to actually program codes in there. Like I could probably put like say I got someone coming to take care of my cat if we're out on vacation or something, just to come and make sure he's got lots of food and water, which generally we don't need that because we have auto feeders for the cat and he pretty much can take care of himself. If we did want to have someone to come check on the cat or something, I can issue a temporary code that only works for so long. But ADT, or Safe Haven, I think is the name of the division of ADT, the company that does the ADT here, seems to, I haven't figured out how to get the Quickset app to actually talk to the phone so that I can use it to do that. It seems to be tied to, and it's a Z-Wave lock, so it's tied to the Kilosis panel they put in. So kind of annoying, but kind of cool at the same time, because like I said, I can, we went out in the car, and I just closed the garage door, and right before I turned the security system on from the phone, I locked the door with my phone, which is probably pretty nice. I haven't experimented with geofencing it's supposed to have, so that I can say if you detect my phone within X amount of feet of the house, go ahead and unlock the doors or something like that, or turn off the security system, but whatever, it's worth the fee I pay. Plus, I think I gotta go and I gotta hunt around and see what our insurance company needs. They will give me a discount on the homeowners if I send them something from the security company. But it's far advanced over the system we had in the late 90s when we closed on our first house. Now, if I had my druthers, I would have moved out further, but we're not too bad. It's quiet enough. I'm not antisocial I don't need the space to go shoot a gun or anything like that. If I really want to shoot a gun, I can go over to Vance's. They have an indoor shooting range. Or heck, even not far from here, I could join the Pickaway County Sportsman's Club and go there and shoot if I wanted to. But I have to have a gun first, and I'll have that yet. Hey, Dan.
What's up, Joe?
Not much. You had a good vacation?
Yeah, it was all right. Good.
No problems with any of your vehicles?
No, not at all.
That's good. I remember the story. I think you went to Brigantine that time too, where you had to rent the minivan.
No, that was going down to visit my mother-in-law in Chester.
That's right. That's right.
We've never had a problem going to Brigantine.
Nice.
Joe here?
No Joe yet.
Sort of here.
There he is. At the gym?
No. I don't know what's going on. Why is my configuration all screwy?
I don't know.
Is your daughter finished with her driving classes?
Sort of. She's got to get X number of driving hours in.
Yep.
Is that with you or with the in the class? Like with the
both.
Instructor?
Both, yeah. Both.
Yeah, it's what Luke had to do. Oh, man. I just looked at my phone and said it's going to be 94 degrees here tomorrow.
Yeah.
No. I hate that shit.
Welcome to my everyday.
I know, right? Yeah, well, let's see. I got to see what the percentage humidity is going to be. Because that's the key there. And I don't give a shit what anybody says. There's no such thing as a dry heat. I mean, yes, there might be low humidity,
yeah,
but
actually,
it's still freaking hot.
There is dry heat. The big difference between dry heat and a moist heat. Trust me.
Well, yeah, it feels different. Yeah, 66% humidity. Yeah. Makes me wish I can go to the swimming pool. We do belong to the city pool called the Big Splash.
Is that what the city pool's called? The Big Splash?
Yeah. Oh. It actually has water. Not that I go on them, but it has water slides and like water features that the kids can go under that squirts them and stuff like that. I just like to go and take a dip every once in a while and then sit in a chair. Preferably not one of those lounge chairs because my old ass can't get out of those easy. But got some decorations for my office now. Got them at Hobby Lobby. Look at their lenticular arcade game stuff. Like one's a Pac-Man sign. Actually, I got two Pac-Man signs, a little one and a big one. Then the other one is Galaga. And as you like walk past them, you'll see like the Pac-Man and the ghosts will move around, and same thing with the Galaga thing. It'll animate a little bit, you know.
Uh-huh.
Those lenticular things. But they had a lot of cool stuff at Hobby Lobby for like man caves and stuff like that, but the 80s stuff was 80s themed stuff was kind of low. I need to get the I got some 3D printed Space Invaders I'm going to hang on the wall. And so I need to get some like 3D command strips or 3M command strips or something to hang those up. But the only thing is the walls, there's not really a lot of wall space to hang stuff on here because I got these angled ceilings. There's not a lot of, I mean, I guess you could hang it over the texture if you wanted to, but I don't know if that would work. Definitely wouldn't look nice, I don't think, but...
Hey, man. Should probably start the show.
Yes, sir.
All right. Oh, wrong computer.
And I got a Google Maps rant.
All right. Here we go. This is 917. Take it away, baby.
Who's the best?
Pizza, pizza.
No. Here we go. One more time.
No.
Yeah. Here we go. Come on. Register.
Play.
That's what I hate about this laptop or running thing.
Pizza, pizza.
I did it again. I don't know why it... I got to reboot it, I think.